Yeah, last time we spoke, we talked about people, very honest, it was very nice, about shoplifting. You guys remember? Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. But so I don't want to talk about shoplifting, that's like child's play. I want to talk about robbing a bank. Anybody rob a bank? Yeah, right, okay. But I'll just give you a little story. Guy decides to rob a bank, and he's just amazing. He's amazing. He's done all the research on robbing banks. And he decides he's doing the from-the-roof air vent mahalach. You know what I'm talking about, right? You've been there. Yeah. I see that's where you guys hide. Anyway, but whatever. So he does the air vent from the roof. He does amazing things. He sends people to, like do other things on the other side of town that all the police force go there. The guy's got mamish the whole thing down. He's got plenty of time. There's no way anybody's going to come, even if the alarms go off. He's got the air vent thing going. He's got all the way down to the vault. He's got it. Even when the alarm goes off, he's got plenty of time. He knows what he's doing. He gets all the money. He gets back up through the air vent. They all are coming by now through the bottom. And the guy's on the roof, and he's good to go. He's got millions. And he makes a phone call. And he calls the cops. And he says, I'll be honest with you. I had my escape route. I could have pulled it off, but it kind of changed my mind. The cops come on up to the roof. Do you think they're going to let him keep the money?
No.
So, I have a little bit of a kasha. It's what I call the food for thought to bring out a point. But I think from this point we can get a very big yesod. There's a very, very big machlokes about that final day in the house of Eishes Potiphar. What does it mean that Yosef went to work that day? What does it mean he went to work? And we know that one of the Manda Amrim says that that he gave in. Yosef gave in. And he was going to be over a terrible, terrible Avera. And if you look around in Chazal, though, you see the tremendous schar. I mean, we call him Yosef HaTzadik. My tzadik book that I have for my kids does not mention the part that, you know, someone would go and do a terrible, 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 terrible avera. The Medrash talks about, I'm sure you heard it over the past couple of weeks, the Mida Keneged Mida that Yosef, the Schar of Olam Hazeh that Yosef got. The hand that didn't touch her got the ring of the Tabas of the Melech. The mind that didn't have Hihurim about her got Chochma, the Bina, the Das. The feet that didn't run to do the Avera, ooh, that one sounds bad. Got the chariot, the Merkavas HaMishnah, got the chariot of Paro. The neck, I think the Medrash says, the neck that didn't turn got the blank. You know what I'm talking about? You know, got that big chain thing going. I don't know. It says in my Manda Amar that he went to do the Aver. And to make it the question a little stronger, how did he refrain from doing the Aver? Anybody know what happened? He saw the Mustik Yotnav Shel Yaakov. Now, if you look at the Sifsei Chacham, it's a very cool Sifsei Chacham. And the Pasuk says, no one from the house of Paro was in the house. Says the Sifsei Chacham on the Rashi, no one from the house of Paro was in the house, but somebody else was in the house besides for Eishes Potiphar and Yosef. Who was the other person in the house? Yaakov. Okay. So you didn't do the Aveira. I mean, we call him Yosef HaTzadik and we see the tremendous merit. So we're going to get back to that last piece. We'll get back to Mitzvah Hashem a little bit later. But it's like a little, it's a little weird. It's like a little weird. Like, in the end, it was game over, Be'etzem. And Yosef, in theory, he blew it. The Rambam in Yisrael HaTorah, the Rambam in Perakei, Halacha Yud, it's good to see his Lashon over there, I'm not going to quote it. The Rambam even says that the example of Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, You know, we think of somebody getting burned at the stake, you know, because they didn't do this or they didn't do that. The Rambam's example of Makadashim Shamayim is not even Barabim, it's not even in public. He brings from Yosef that Yosef, he refrained the Maisa from doing Averet Eishes Potifar. And that's the Rambam's case of Kiddushim Shamayim. There are plenty other in history, Makadashim Shamayim, especially Bizman of the Rambam. The Rambam, people were literally giving up their lives, mamish, not to say that Muhammad was a true prophet. And the Rambam writes, no, that's okay, you can admit to that. Admitting to a Nabi Sheker is not that bad, don't worry about it, it's not Yarag Val Yavar. But we know other cases of Makadashim Shamayim. The Rambam's example was Yosef of Makadashim Shamayim. So you see Chazal, and you see that the Rambam, they give a tremendous amount, we'll call it, of credit to Yosef. What's pshat? The Maisa, according to this Mandamri, he gave in. And the only way that he didn't give in the end, was Yaakov Avinu was pushed in the house. There's a very interesting lashon. I've had it out with a bunch of people in the past. You could argue, maybe you heard a different pshat when you learned Masilas Yesharim. Maybe you had a different pshat. But there's a pshat that I always liked. I like to say. There's a very interesting lashon in Masilas Yesharim. Masilas Yesharim, at the end of Perek Aleph, Masilas Yesharim says, what's the tachlis of a person, you know, in this world? Like, if you had to sum it up. Ki ikar metzias ha'odam bo'ilam hazeh, hu rak l'kayim mitzvahs. That's a no-brainer. V'lavoid v'lamoid b'nisayin. V'lavoid v'lamoid b'nisayin. It always bothered me, this lashon. I'll tell you my pshat that I have. It's makayim mitzvahs, that's easy. V'lamoid b'nisayin, and to stand in a nisayin, you know, I'm not going to give into that. So that makes sense. There's mitzvah sases, and there's mitzvah lo sases, and those lo sases are trying to eat you for lunch. They're trying to kill you. The Eitzar is trying to kill you. So I'm lamoid b'nisayin, and that's the ikar tachlis. The only problem is he puts another word in there, the Masilas Yesharim. Rak, l'kayim mitzvahs, v'lavoid v'lamoid b'nisayin. What's this v'lavoid? What's v'lavoid? What does it mean? To do mitzvahs, and to be oinuid b'nisayin. Mitzvahs to say, mitzvahs losh to say. What's the lashon of v'lavoid? What's v'lavoid? I got news for you. In general, when you work really hard and nothing comes out, you lost. If you're not Oymid bin Nisayan, you lost. You are a loser. Yetzara ate you for lunch, you're dead. Big Chelek Gehenim for you. He's Mishkadish on you every single day, says the Gemara, and he's not going to give up. And if you're not Oymid bin Nisayan, you lost. So what's this Velavoid? Very interesting, the Gemara. Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Aleph. I thank the Rav for this one. The Gemara brings a Tefillas Chana, very famous Tefillas Chana. Chana, she didn't have children, and she basically is davening, and she says a very interesting lashon. She says Imra Tire. The Gemara brings a Machlekes. What is this expression? You'll see. So one man d'amar says that literally. Chana is threatening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll see, I'll show you what happens. It's a big machlekes, Mandam in the Gemara. The names change in different Gemaras, but that if a person gets Kino Yustira, you guys I think learned that a little bit, first Seder, you have Kino Yustira, a woman has Kino Yustira, and she gets warned, whatever the halachas of warning, and then she goes into privacy, whatever the halachas of privacy. So machlekes in the Gemara, if she goes out and she drinks the soda water, in Israel, that's a very funny joke. But anyway, so she drinks the water, what happens? One man d'amar says that if she had like, you know, these like ugly ducklings, you know, like little short little guys, and you get like these big strong, and if they were not healthy kids, they won't be healthy kids. One man d'amar says that, you know, you'll have a... You know, healthy children, if your children were like, you know. The other man, the Amr, says, no. Even if a person was childless, couldn't have children, Pasha wasn't able to have children, one man, the Amr, says, Kino Yistil, you'll have children. And Rabbi Kiva says, it has to be that man, the Amr, is wrong. You know what I mean? Because every single woman that's an Akara, she'll just do that. You know, and then she'll get the bracha, and she'll have kids. So one man armor says, that's what Rechana was saying. Imro tira, I'll show you. I'll start like flirting and stuff. And then I'll get warm from my husband. And I'll be like, I'm just joking. Yeah? I'll be like, don't you, and whatever the halachas are. And then I'll start flirting more. And then I'll be like, come here. And we'll go into privacy. And she's going to be saying Tehillim the entire time. Like, because she's this big tzaddikus. But then I'm going to come out and be like, I want to drink water. And she drinks and she's going to have kids. That's what one man damer says. Yeah? Good, so this is an ongoing machlokes. I don't know. I don't know Rambam. Maybe you could ask somebody who knows Rambam. I looked up the Rambams. The Gemara in Soita Chavov, Paskins like one man damer, and the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph, Paskins like the other man damer. Now, what it means to Paskin in terms of this thing, I have no idea. But anyway, I found it in Pasuk, in Perek Chav. Perek Beis, the Rambam Paskins like one man damer, and Perek Gimel, Beis, he brings the other man to Amr. What happened? I don't know. I didn't do Ian on it. I'm just letting you know. It's a Machlokes Gemara, Machlokes Tanaim, and it seems to be the Rambam also brings down both days. I have no idea. Seder. Okay? Good? Tfilas Chana, you got that one? Okay. So she's going to have a kid. I heard, I think 2 years ago, Rav Yitzchak Cohen, my Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Moshe Katz's father-in-law, his Shver, he spoke here, I think, 2 years ago. I heard from him, 15 years ago, I heard a pshat in this gemara. He says, what's taka pshat? He asked the kash on this gemara. Who, in general, by Chana, it's true. By Chana, she's going with the din in the Torah. She's saying, listen, there's a din, kinyusti, right? And you go into hiding, and if you don't do the znus, then you drink the waters and you have babies. Great. So that's the din now. That's the halacha. But Amaisa, the Torah is really talking about who? A lady who is a little too nice to other people and too friendly, and the maestro, she gets warned and she goes into privacy. We're not dealing with this edel madel type of lady that the Torah is referring to. We're just not. She's not, and if she went to Beis Yaakov, she got chucked. You know what I'm talking about? If she went to another one, she got chucked from there too. Good. So that's what we're dealing with. So she's a Rasha. She's not on the path of Hashem. She is warned by her husband, and she goes anyway. So why in the world should a lady like this be zoicha to such a big bracha? If taka, there's ladies out there who are big tzaddikas saying tehillim all day, doing mitzvahs all day, and they have no children. And this Russia lady is zoicha to kids? How could it be? Why would the Torah even do that? What's pshat? So Rav Yitzchak Cohen answered, he said that you're right. She's taka Russia. But you know what Russias do? I hope you don't. I do. And I'm not telling you. No. Yeah? I'll tell you later. Shut the machine, I'll tell you now. Anyway, so she's a Russia. And you know what Rishonim do? Especially the type that are warned. And they couldn't care less that they are warned. And they go into privacy with the guy anyway. You know what they do? They normally do averis. And Lamaisa, this lady didn't. A lady that would have, could have, and probably should have, and didn't, Yizrecha da'ala brachas. There's an akuda called being oived. Whatever your issues might be, but I'm working, I'm trying. And sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose. If you win, and you're oimed b'nisayim, why? You see, even if you were the biggest rush in the world, you went from no babies to babies. Or from ugly kids, and this type of kids, to other type of kids, better kids. Yeah? Yeah, black and white. I knew you were going to bring that up. Anyway, so thank you, Baba Tabush. Anyway, yeah? So sometimes you're oimed b'nisayim, and then you really score. And sometimes you're oived. And for that avoida, for trying and trying and trying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays tremendous schar. And anybody here, I don't know if you work out, but you work out, I'll just tell you what you never ever see in the gym. I'll tell you what you never ever see. You never ever see, you know, the guys trying to press. Try. And the guy behind him, come on. You know what I'm talking about? You've been there? You guys don't know how to work out?
And the guy's like, I get it. And you never see that if he can't get it, at the end, he can't get it back up. And the guy's, come on. And they have to get two guys, they're spotting him, and they get him. They get the bar up for him. They're like, yeah, you never see this. Dude, you're a loser, man. Couldn't do it. Come on, man. Son, I don't believe it. Never see that. Like, all right, man, good. Why? Because probably, if you know anything about the muscle structure and working out, he probably gained more on that last, come on. He probably gained more there than he did in the 10 reps that he had done before. That's what I think. Because that's where all that pain and all that gain. Ah, you didn't make it. So what? But you're Ovid. That's what's going on. But it's a kasha. Even so, Lamaisa, what did it take? What did it take for Yosef to win? What did it take? It's true. Tremendous schar, mita keneged mita. The whole year. It says they were mamish dancing around him with no clothing on, the Medrash says. It was a Gehenna. And he was fighting. And that day has tremendous schar. He was going to give in? He was going to give in. But we have a kasha still. How did he not give in? Literally, whatever it means, Yaakov Avinu was standing there. Literally. According to the Satmar Rav, he says the chaloin, Roy b'chaloin means a mirror. I don't know if you know this pshat. He pashut saw a mirror. When he saw a mirror, he saw the Musn Dekiyono of his father, and he realized, oh, this is where I come from, this is me, this is where I'm supposed to be, I'm not doing this. Say that. Okay, but Sif Sei Chum is in the dike, in the posik. Yaakov Avinu was literally in the house. He's in the house. So I'll just give you a bad muscle. You know what I mean? Okay? The last time you were in Geula, right? Yeah, you're hanging out in Rebar. I'm not telling you to do this, but you're in Rebar. Yeah? You're thrown out of my shir. I should even throw you out of the yeshiva, even though it's not my job, but I would do that if I found out if you're in Rebar. But anyway, you're in Rebar. When was the last time when that flirtatious girl with a little bit too much perfume that remembered you from Oh My Gosh, yeah, walked in and Rashtainman is there going, nah. Get the one with more strawberry. No, this doesn't happen. It doesn't. Rav Shteinman is not in Rebar. He's not. He's just not there. So this is mamish not right. It's not fair. Why doesn't this happen to us? And why did he get that? Why did Yosef get that? That is called not fair. Hakol b'nei shamayim chutz mei. Yerushamayim, Yaakov Avinu standing in Rebar is not fair. It's not. The Rosh Shiva's there, you're in trouble, run. But anyway, it's not fair. It's not fair. So what taki is pshat? And he's Yosef HaTzadik. And he's Makadosh Shem Shamayim. This is the case of Makadosh Shem Shamayim. But yet he had a not fair advantage. It's pushing up here. You play basketball, and one team has a 22-foot rim, and the other team, they like crank it down for pee-wee. You know what I mean? Are you joking? That's what's going on here with Yosef. And like, Yosef HaTzadik, what's pshat? What's the pshat? I hope I don't get in trouble for this pshat. I don't care. Anyway, I'm so much. I told you once that what I did with my siblings. Whenever they did something wrong, I come from down south. The belt came off and you didn't go running. So, you know what I mean? So I always told them, blame it on me. So they're like, what? I said, yeah, because I can't get in any more trouble. I told you that once? Okay, good. Anyway, I'll tell you again. It's true. Right? So what's the pshat? What talk is the pshat? What's pshat? This is a famous marsha. We don't have a lot of time. I'll tell you, Bekitzer. A famous marsha that... we'll hear throughout the years in yeshiva, Mashon and Makis and Daf Yudam Abayz. He's going on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Baderech Shadam Rutz Eleich, Malich Noisai." And he asks the Kasha, brings from Bilam, from other places. "Baderech Shadam Rutz Eleich, Malich Noisai." The way you want to go, that's the way you'll be sent. Pash Pshat in the Gemara is "Baderech Shadam Rutz Eleich, Malich Noisai." A person will get Siyata Deshmaya. You see from the Psukim, it's a tzivui almost from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Certain cases, it's almost like a command or permission from Hashem in certain cases. So it should be b'derech shadam roitzei leilech moilech oisai or yoilech, I don't know how you say it in diktuk. We'll go to the shir on Wednesday night or whatever, but however you say it, Hashem will send you in that direction. What's pshat? B'derech shor moitzeleilech moilich and moisel, plural. So Marshal says, very famous. Marshal says, you got to know something. Based on a person's machshavas, his diburim, and his maisim, what you think about, what you talk about, what you do, you create malachim. And these malachim throughout life, b'derech shor moitzeleilech, moilich and moisel, they're going to take you in that direction. That's what's going to happen. Sometimes you think, oh, it's so bashert. Yo, the guys call me. This door, she was in America. They call me. Oh, this one, that. They won't know. I could go. It's so bashert. And you just skip out. And you go here. And you go there. And you do the whatever you shouldn't be doing. You think it's so bashert. No. At one point, maybe you created those terrible malachim that are going to call you up. And they're going to make an arrangement. And make it that. And because of that, because of your hirurim or your maisim roim, therefore it left an opportunity. It opened a door to do aveira chas v'shalom. But the tzad ha'tayiv, it's also true. The more ratzon you have, the more Torah you learn, the more that you just want to get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'machshava, b'maisa, b'dibor, then you create these malachim. What happened with Yosef for an entire year? A living gehenim. Sold as a slave, best looking guy out there, and a house where they're dancing around you with no clothing, begging you, just lay next to me. Just look at me. He wouldn't even look. And every day for a year he's fighting. Do you have any idea what Malachim that created to help him beat Nisyanis? So Efshar Pshat is that why did he have the schus of Yaakov showing up? The same reason why you'll have the schus that somebody's going to call you after your chavrusa goes back to America, and he'll call you and he'll be like, oh, I heard you don't have a chavrusa. Efshar, you want to learn? Like, where did that guy come from? The answer is because my ratzon to learn created that I have that chavrusa. How does a person have enough money that he could sit and learn in yeshiva? Where did that? Oh, so somebody got hooked up his wife up with this job and this and this. How did that happen? Maybe because your tzaynus and your tefillas and your actions, your limud Torah created those malachim that put it in place. So I have a kasha. If Yosef for a year is fighting the worst yetzahara in the world, that the Rambam calls it kiddushim shamayim, you don't think that he could at least create that malach that looks like Yaakov to show up? I think so. The Maisa, how did Yosef do it? How did he do it? His brothers hate his guts. They sentence him to death. He's thrown in a pit. He's taken out. He's sold. He's sold again. He ends up in Mitzrayim, which are shtufei zima. They are the worst of the worst when it comes to these things. And he is the pretty boy on campus. How in the world? I can't believe I just called Yosef that. Anyway, how in the world did he do it? How? And then thrown in jail. 12 years in jail. And then made the top of Mitzrayim. Do you have any idea what it means to be the man? To be the man. You control everything. You are the king. You know how many more Nisyanis? How many famous people out there, no names, lose to the Nisayan because they just made it too big? They're just too big. That's a very big Nisayan. Especially when you're sentenced to death and you are thrown away. How do you do it? So, Bekitzer, this week's Parsha, this past week's Parsha, there's only one answer, and you should know, guys, I'm not from the most yeshivish guy, you know what I mean? I'm not. But I'll tell you one thing. There are no tricks. There are no tricks, and there's no way to do a shortcut. There is one answer to the game of life. The answer to the game of life is the Gemara, Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Kedushin, and Daf Nun Beis in Sukkah. Barasi Yetzahara, Ubarasi Tera Tavlin. There's a Yetzahara out there. He's the Malach HaMavis. He's the Satan. He wants to kill you. He wants you to lose Olam Hazeh and lose Olam Haba. That is his job, and he loves his job. And there is only one answer. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Tera Tavlin. And this week's Parsha, Yosef and Paro send Agolos to Yaakov. Agolos that Paro sent were to bring Yaakov and his whole family and everything to Mitzrayim. And what's the agola that the agolas that that Yosef sent? Everyone knows, famous. The sugya of Egla Rufa. It says that when he saw the agola, he says Sheshalach Yosef Batechi Ruach Yaakov. Only after that point. Everybody knows all the famous Torah. I'm not going to say it. You Melech Mitzrayim, you're finished. You're done, buddy. A pretty boy like you, finished. Top of the world, finished. There's no way you're from. No way. I couldn't care less then. What I need to come down for. He saw the agolas that Yosef sent, Batechi Ruach Yaakov. Now all of a sudden, wow. What's the trap? He's still holding in Torah. He's still holding the Sugya of Egla Rufa. Now why the Sugya of Egla Rufa? Not for now. But Yosef is still holding an Egla Rufa. Ubefrat, if it was the last Sugya that they were holding in. You're still holding where we were holding 20 years ago? 20 years ago? You're still holding? And he sent the sugi l'kol adeis, every Rishon, every Achron, every Lomdish Chakira. You're still holding? How did Yosef make it? Because there's nothing more important than l'kayim mitzvahs, v'lavoid, v'lamud b'nisayin, and the only way to do it is through Torah. If you take advantage of your time when you're in yeshiva, incentives, no incentives, it doesn't make a difference. Why? If you take advantage of your time, you understand what Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what the point of this world is, and you work on the basics of learning everything. Everything. You have to know the basics in halacha, the basics in Gemara, you have to know the basics in the hashkafa, you have to know the basics of everything. And work on it. And you get Torah in your system. Shakavataya in your system. Eon, kashas, things should bother you. Why are you getting so excited? You know why? Because this makes a difference. I don't understand. If you get involved in Torah, then you make it. Ubefrat all the malachim that you create for yourselves for later in life. I'll end with one thing, one piece. The Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, says they ask you a bunch of kashas. One of them is Kavata Itim Batayra. Rashi says, why is it important to be koveya itim batayra? Rashi says, you know why? Because people have to go out to work. You got to get married. You got to go to work. You have to take care of this. You have to take care of that. Your kids. Everything. You got to deal with a lot of stuff in life. Not a lot of people in life and a lot of situations in life. And if you're not koveya itim batayra, you know what happens? Yeah? My kids, when I fly with them on the plane, yeah, it's a big issue. Because they don't want to go to the bathroom. Anybody know why they want to go to the bathroom? You know why not? Because about 10 years ago, they created this new toilet system in the bathroom. You flush and it's petrifying. You're also scared when you go, right? Everybody's scared of that. Everybody. Besides for the guys who like to smoke. They're like, yeah, this is great, man. Anyway. Bad joke. Sorry. I haven't mentioned drugs in two shirim, okay, guys? Anyway, but I didn't mention either this one. I meant cigarettes. Anyway, e-cigs. Okay. Yeah. Rashi says in Shabbos that life is one of those toilet bowls, man, that just sucks you in. Rashi says, if you're not kovei itim batayra, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get sucked in and there's no coming out. So if every day you're kovei itim batayra, you get back and you say, I know that this is the ikar of life. This is it. But if you don't spend your time well in yeshiva, you don't take advantage of your time beforehand, I got news for you, man. A little 20-minute shiur, that little daf yomi thing you're going to try and go to when you get older, it's not going to save you. And if it does, it's a nace. If you take advantage of your time now, you'll see what you'll create for yourself in the future and the beautiful person you'll become right now. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us all siyata shmaya.